Hi, everybody. Here is Juvenal again. Again with our show, Popcorn with Pepper. And I have here Uncle Bruce.
Hello. How are you, Juvenal?
I'm very good.
Good. Good to hear that.
Okay. So, people, today we have, in my opinion, a very interesting subject. We will talk about actors and actresses that, beyond to be very good in playing characters on movies, in the cinema, they are very good singing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
So where are we gonna start? Which movie you want to start with today?
Yeah. One of them that for me it's one of the best actor of his generation is Joaquin Phoenix. It's not Joaquin. I think it's Joaquin. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's Joaquin Phoenix. Who won an Oscar last year, if I'm not wrong. But, in this film, we will talk about, is about the life of Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash!
Yeah, another hero of country music or rock and roll and folk. Everything, because he has a lot of faces, and a great talent. So
he's very good with different genres.
Yeah, for sure. And Joaquin Phoenix played this character on the cinema. So
back there in your shop, catching my breath.
Yeah.
Come to admire you.
For me.
See,
Joaquin Phoenix deserved Oscar since this film.
He did a very good job of portraying Johnny Cash, for sure.
Yeah.
Joaquin Phoenix, in the past, he was in the movie called Gladiator. He played Caesar. And
yeah.
He did a really good job there, too.
Absolutely. He is a chameleon, has the talent to play different roles.
Uh-huh.
So great talent.
He is. This is a good song too.
Yeah.
Cocaine blues, huh?
Yeah.
And he's playing it in the prison.
Exactly.
And the warden prison guards are looking at what the heck?
Exactly. It was real.
Well, Johnny Cash, he was in prison.
Yeah, yeah.
So he knows what it's like to be in prison.
Right.
Dirty hack that shot your woman down. When I was arrested, I was
very cool.
Good. And, as we can see, he sings very well.
Yeah, he's not just an actor, he's also a singer, huh?
Yeah.
And he's singing just like Johnny Cash would have sung.
Exactly.
Wow.
I think he absorbed, the spirit of Johnny Cash. Was very good.
Yes.
Yeah, very good.
Very good.
It works to see this movie. I recommend to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
So
next movie we're gonna talk about.
Yeah, the second one is Mambo Kings.
Mm-hmm.
From 1992.
Mm. I don't. don't remember watching this, but I watched the clip, and it was cool.
Yeah, you know, regarding to the film, actually, it's how can I say in English, humdrum. It's a humdrum move, because it's a story that Hollywood told very, you know, a lot of times. Is about two immigrants that faced some difficulties in the hometown and decided to migrate to USA and start a new life, you know.
This Antonio Banderas, huh?
Yeah, looking for, you know, the American dream. Uh-huh. Yeah, and although the story is not so, you know, amazing, but the actors are Antonio Banderas and Armanda Sant, from in my opinion, they are one of the best, both are best in their time.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So in this case, Banderas and Assant interpreted a beautiful song. It's called Bella Maria in Spanish, or Beautiful Maria of My Soul. So let's hear a little.
Beautiful. Nice combination, the piano and the trumpet.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very cool. Very, very nice. You picked out some good songs here, good movies to watch, Juvenile.
Yes, yes.
Now, this next one I have seen, and I liked it.
Yeah, the third is a classic. Mm-hmm. Jamie Foxx won an Oscar as a best actor. Was deserved. The film is about Ray Charles.
Yes.
It's another
a phenomenal singer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Musician.
A genial musician, singer, composer. I think he was, you know, a guy out of his time.
Yes, ahead of his time. Ahead of his time.
Yeah, ahead of his time.
Yeah, the thing is, this portrays an actual part of his life where he created a song on the spot. He just created a song. He got the band to play with him, the other people to sing with him, and the people to enjoy the music. It was really incredible.
Yes, yes.
Say what I say, this is how we're gonna do it. Everybody's looking at each other like, what? What are we doing now? I don't know, let's just do it.
It seems like he was improvising.
Yeah. He's improvising, but he's got a good rhythm. I like him. Hey, Charles. Good actor too, Jamie Foxx is a good actor.
Yeah.
Feed me raw, come and love me, baby, all night long. Yeah. Oh, it's all right. You know the name of the song, What I
Say. She's gone in the dark. Nice. She knows not to shake that thing, not that. Good song. And another curiosity about this film is Ray Charles was a pity. Unfortunately, he did not have the chance to see, you know, the movie after what's done. yeah, he died a few months before the releasing.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, Jamie Foxx worked so well. It's amazing move. And in this case, actually, Jamie Foxx is a singer. He's a rapper, if I'm not wrong. Yeah, he has a parallel career as a singer as well, beyond to be an actor.
I remember seeing Jamie Foxx on the Living Color. He was a parody in a comedy show. Talked about a lot of things about society, and it was really good. Really good. Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's amazing how people are discovered. You know, this guy, he had a contract to do a show, and then he did the show, but then he was done with his music. And the person was like, wait, hey, you didn't fulfill your contract. You didn't play enough music. And the guy told him, oh, okay, I'll make some more music. He just made it on the spot. It was funny. Very, very funny.
Yeah.
This is how it actually happened, you know?
Yeah.
So it's interesting how people get recorded and get found by doing things that nobody ever thought of. So very cool.
Exactly.
So what is the next movie we're going to watch today?
The number four. Yeah. Okay. We have a goddess in this scene. Michelle Pfeiffer with the brothers in the real life, Jeff Bridges and Bill. I don't know how to pronounce Bill or Bill Bridges.
Oh yeah, and, Bridges.
Yeah, and you know the family Bridges in beginning with their father is
Lloyd
Bridges, exactly. So
yeah, I used to watch his show all the time. It was about on the ocean and doing oceanography stuff. You know, he was a person that loved the water.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's old, man.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna tell you how old I am, but I'm older than you.
and so I was reading about their life, and you know, the father and the sons are artists with multiple talents. So they are composers, singers, actors. And I think writers, if I'm not wrong, as well. So in this case, this is a scene with Michelle Pfeiffer. Is, you know, an hypnotical scene. Michelle Pfeiffer is a kind of actress like, you know, Mary Streep and another artist I think they take over the screen, you know, presence.
They're showing her like doing a little type of dance on a grand piano. That's pretty impressive.
Exactly.
Very sensuous. She's a good looking lady. She's sophisticated, huh?
Yeah. And a good voice for my surprise.
Nice. Elegant, sensuous. That's what I would say about this lady.
Amazing.
Very cool.
Amazing.
Very cool.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. In despite of, in this case, the move, I think, don't. You know, it's not in the same, in the same level of talent of the cast. Mm-hmm. You know, it's about a brother, two brothers, two artists that hire a lady to sing for them because they are a duo, you know. And of course, the youngest brother, you know, fall in love on the girl, and blah blah
the
blah.
Romance,
yeah, romance, yeah.
But very nice. I like romance movies. Not all, but I like some of them. And the one movie that I saw that was incredible to me was The Phantom of the Opera. I didn't really like musical movies until I saw that one. That one was fantastic. And you know what it was? We went to the beach called Jucaí. Man, there's so many Indian names in Brazil, huh?
Yeah.
But Jucaí is a beautiful beach.
Jucaí.
Yeah, Jucaí is a beautiful beach. And we went there for the weekend, but it was raining. And so we decided, we'll just watch a movie. Put it a DVD in the TV there and watch the DVD. It was Phantom of the Opera. So when I was watching that, I was kind of like, yeah, okay. But then I started to really get into it and understand it and enjoy the acting and the singing. It was very nice, very well done. And I always recommend that movie, Phantom of the Opera. When people are asking about a movie to watch, I recommend that one amongst all the others, but I really like it. So musical movies have become something I've only enjoyed probably in the last 15 years. Before that, you know, I wasn't really a big fan of musicals. But now I am. Not all, but many. So we change over time. We change.
For sure. So for our audience, let you know, this film is The Fabulous Baker Boys from 1989. And the music is Making Whoop.
Making Whoopee.
Making Whoopee. Yeah. Yeah, sorry, love. Man. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Because of this movie, that expression became more famous about making Whoopee, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So it was something that people would say, you know, that, yeah, we did Whoopee last night. We made Whoopee last night. It's like, oh, really? Okay, you know? It's a little bit more information than I need, but, you know, sometimes people talk like that, especially family members. They talk about their sex lives and other things flippantly, you know, not with a lot of seriousness. But, yeah, we had sex last night. How was your day? What? So, some people are different like that, but it's cool. It's all
good. Okay.
Okay, what's this next movie we're going to watch here and listen to?
Sorry?
What is the next movie here that we're going to listen to?
Oh, yeah. The next one is one of my favorites. Blue Velvet from 1986. The director is David Lynch. And we have here Isabella Rossellini, my muse. Dennis Hopper, who was, you know, a great actor. If I'm not wrong, Dennis Hopper was one of the guy responsible by, if I'm not wrong, Apocalypse Now, with Francis Ford Coppola, you know. So it's a great actor. Laura Dern in the early years, and
an old song here. This is the song Blue Velvet. This was popular during my grandpa's time, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. The original Blue Velvet, I don't know who sang it, but Grandpa and Grandma used to listen to this music, and I think it was with the people like Frank Sinatra and, you know, Andy Williams.
Nice.
So they had this music recorded, I think, in their repertoire of their songs. They recorded this, I believe, some of them. So it was a famous song. Very famous.
So Bruce, as you can see, I am a big fan of you know, jazz, elegant music, because it matches, you know, a good wine.
Well, you know, we also have popcorn. We can have popcorn at the movies too, huh?
Yeah, for sure. So this film is fabulous, man. It's a thriller. Dennis Hopper is a crazy guy, you know, the bad guy in the movie. And it's about a homicide, crimes, and a crazy relationship between Dennis Hopper, that is the bad guy, and Isabella Rossellini. You know, the how can I say in English is fatal female.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
cocktail waitress.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I recommend. It's amazing. Amazing.
So he took his girlfriend home and then he came back to the bar to talk to the lady, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Wow. Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah. And of course, from my side, Isabella, you know, the figure of Isabella is a relief for our eyes and soul.
Yes. It's interesting to watch this, the eyes of the people in this film, huh?
Yeah.
Everything has significance. Why is she looking at him and she's not looking at me? I want her to look at me.
Exactly.
So Dennis Hopper was the bad boy, huh?
Yes. The bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's very nice. I mean, somebody has to be the bad guy, right?
he used to play bad guys.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I remember him in other films, I think, that he was kind of the bad guy, the instigator, the person that was looked upon as being negative in the picture, in the movie.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's cool. You see this beer on the table? It's called Pabst Blue Ribbon. This is very common in the Midwest of Michigan, of the United States. My state was kind of popular beer. It's just brand. I think it's made in Milwaukee or in Wisconsin somewhere. Interesting.
So there are
many types of beer in Brazil now. Here they have artisanal beers being produced different places. Like Gramada down south in Brazil. They have a beer there. They have one in, what is it called? Jordão, Campos do Jordão.
Campos do Jordão.
Yeah, there are two different beers there. There are two different beers. One of them, I know the owner of the place. It's called Campos do Jordão Cerveja, you know, beer.
Uh-huh.
So I think Baden-Baden
comes from there.
Yes, Baden-Baden is the main one. But this other one is starting to become popular too because it's very good. They have beer with... what is it called? Ginger. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
Very good beer with ginger. Exactly. I never imagined with ginger, but yeah, it's good.
Yeah. Yeah. But now it was acquired by a big company and
by Ambev, huh?
Exactly. And, you know, it's not so, for my side, okay? I don't think it's good like in the past anymore. So...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they changed the recipe.
But the point is when you start to produce something in a large scale, you lose some characteristics and flavors. No. You know, that's the point.
But they shouldn't. They should keep the same recipe. I mean, that's what people have become accustomed to. Unless there was something wrong. But I think many people looked at Baden-Baden as being a very good beer.
Mm-hmm. I agree. That's the point. There are a lot of good beers nowadays in Brazil, but most of them are artisanal, handmade.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Handcrafted, handmade.
Yeah. Handcraft, yeah. Most of them. Little breweries.
Microbreweries.
With some different recipes, like recipes. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like, you know, I tried one very sore, citric, very sore, that was amazing. You know, yeah, I will try to remember the name and I will tell you.
Okay, cool. So what is this last movie we're going to look at tonight?
The last movie is Do It from 2000. The film, again, the film, in my opinion, is not a big film, but this scene and the song is one of the best.
It's a nice duet. Cruising. I like duets. I really like duets.
Yeah. And the music, the song is Cruising.
Yep.
That was eternized by Smokey Robinson.
Oh, man. Smokey Robinson is such a good artist.
Yeah. And when... It's Gwen Paltrow. So Gwen Paltrow, you know, from my side, was a big surprise as well, singing. I didn't know she has a such beautiful voice.
Yes, she does. This is not a one-night stand. Interesting that Huey Lewis is singing a Smokey Robinson song. You know, with all the things of American history, it's like, man, it's kind of crazy that white people sing black people songs. I mean, but black music, I love black music. I love black people, man, I love them.
Yes. I
mean, in general, the African-Americans are very much like Brazilians.
Exactly.
Very much like Brazilians, you know?
Exactly.
Wow, this is a good actress in this movie, huh?
Yes.
Very cool.
Yes. A well-known cast, good actors.
Yep. I have to practice on that one to be like there. I have to practice.
Yeah. So amazing, man.
Yep, yep. Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
So this is which movie is this one?
Sorry?
Is this
Cruising, yeah.
But that's the name of the song. Is the name of the movie Cruising too?
No, the movie is Do It, and the song is Cruising.
Okay.
Yeah. So, that's all, my friend. That's all we have for tonight. I hope everybody liked it as I like it to prepare this, because you know every time I dive in this world of movie and music, I learn something new.
It's really cool.
Yeah,
I mean, music is such a international language, you know. Music by itself is an international language, but then when it accompanies a movie, it makes the music even more meaningful to the people that are listening to the music and associating the music with the people. So it's very, very cool. Very,
yes.
Very.
Yes.
So next week we'll have some more music, some more movies we're going to talk about. And look forward to that time. Hope you guys have a good week and enjoy your weekend coming up.
Yes.
We're recording this on Tuesday nights at this time. They may change in the future, but we're kind of in the beginning of the week. But that's cool. We can talk about a little bit of activities during the week and things happening. But it's just good to talk about the movies and the music together. You pick out some really good stuff, man.
For sure. And in this subject, we have we have material for more 2 or 3 sessions. Because there are a lot of good actors that has this hiding face, this hiding talent that we didn't know.
Yep.
So
very cool.
It's good.
So listen, guys, this is Uncle Bruce and Juvenile saying goodbye for tonight. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody. Take care.